Our first two contestants star in the musical series Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, which airs Tuesdays on NBC. And in the show, the characters' innermost thoughts are expressed as pop songs. Skylar Astin and John Clarence Stewart, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello, Skylar. Hello, John.
What's up?
John, I love that you're in your car. Unless that's the best virtual background of all time.
Oh, it's definitely my car. It's definitely my car. It's definitely my car.
Yeah. Nice, quiet place.
Skylar, wherever you are, again, unless that is the most amazing virtual background, it looks like you are in an undisclosed location.
That's right. I'm in my bunker.
Yeah.
Blink if you're okay. Yeah.
I'm fine.
Okay, good. Okay,
but cool. I did learn that this locks from both sides, so, you know, we'll stay away from
the wonders. Oh, perfect.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Yes.
Safety.
Yeah.
So, and John, I feel, you know, I was watching some interviews that you've done, and I feel like, you know, many actors pursue acting, but I think this is right to say that acting actually pursued you.
Yeah, my career and my life in acting has been, from the genesis, it was my senior year in high school, following my friend Chris Dillette after a math class to an audition, and Coop, the high school drama teacher, asked me if I sang, and I said no. And then she asked me to sing Happy Birthday, and I said, okay. And then she put me in the show, and it turned out to be Once on This Island, and I played Papa Gay. So, like, the first thing that I ever did was this high school production that I wasn't intending to do. And it wasn't until I auditioned for Kaiser Permanente, they had a preventative educational program that traveled around to Boys and Girls Clubs and YMCAs, where I played the character Juan B. Healthy.
what were the topics?
Were the other character names?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Juan B. Healthy, his co-partner was Crispy Broccoli.
Okay.
Sure.
Crispy Broccoli. And then we did one on the ABCs of asthma. And
Hey,
here's the thing. You get in the way you get in. My thing
Hell
is
yeah.
the first acting job that ever paid me. And then I thought, it was my first time inside of a community of actors that made a life of it. And it wasn't until a few other sequences of, you know, events that took me to New York years later. So, yeah.
Right. And now we're talking about season two of this series, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, which I would imagine from the point of view of an actor is one of the most demanding television roles, because you're not just acting, you're also dancing, you're also singing, there's choreography, it's not just one genre, it's every genre, it's every kind of style, and it's television, so it's moving fast.
Yeah, I think that that's kind of like the blessing of our show. And at times, I'm not going to lie, like, frustrating because it's nobody's fault, but it sometimes feels like, oh my gosh, could I please know what I'm doing tomorrow? Is it dancing? You know, really, I mean, things are changing. Yeah. Things change in the film industry, and then, you know, there's other elements of production, pre-production and post-production that we're not a part of, making demos, tracks, finalizing the playback. It's not ready. Mandy actually got pulled to a big group number, so your solo number's got to go. We lost a location and all the dominoes that then fall there. So yes, frustrating at times, but at the end of the day, completely rewarding.
We have a couple games for you. Are you ready? You have to be into it. Are you ready?
We are. We're very into it.
Okay, good. All right. So you're going to be competing in this first game. So we're just going to go back and forth. And here's what's going to happen. We are going to play you YouTube clips of some really well-known songs being played on some unconventional instruments. Your job is to identify the song and maybe even the instrument being played. And we have links to all of these videos online. So, John, let's see how you go with this first one.
Call Me Maybe.
Yes, that is correct.
And that sounds like it's not a metal, it sounds like a wood flute, like a
uh-huh. All right, like so yeah, you have the mouth action perfect. You're blowing into a but but it's not into a woodwind. It is a glass bottle. Those are glass bottles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cover me surprised.
I know. I know. That is performed by the Bottle Boys.
Oh.
They perform
aptly named.
A lot of them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I guess.
How many boys are there?
There's 4 Bottle Boys, but they have 114,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Which is yeah, they're real. This is real.
That's almost 30,000 subscribers each Bottle Boy.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good ratio. It's a good ratio.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is there's no way we'll guess the second part of the answer ever.
Yeah, you know how it works.
Exactly.
You have
exactly.
It exactly.
Played, Skylar. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Skylar, here is one for you.
Ah, yes, yes. Brilliant. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
Yes, it's Bad Guy, performed by Daniel Norberg.
That is wild.
Yeah. You will be even more amazed if you know what the instrument is that it's being played on.
A soprano kazoo is probably not far enough. So what I will say is it's played on a kindergarten backpack zipper. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
This is definitely a thing. So it's definitely a thing that you blow on. You would hold it between
okay,
your
a piece
thumbs.
Of grass.
Blades of grass. That
yeah.
is correct.
Okay, but that's, yeah, I think you helped me a little bit, so you might need to help John out a little more on the next round.
Yeah, all right.
All right, John, I'm excited about this next one. This is for you.
Old Town Road, I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the bag. Saturday, Saturday, Sun. That's Old Town Road. That's Lil
Yeah,
Nas X
that's right.
Billy Ray Cyrus. So yeah.
Old Town Road, that was by Imos Del Music.
Okay, so those sounded like cats.
Yeah, it's a cat
keyboard.
It's a
cat keyboard.
Mm-hmm. It's shaped like a cat's face. The keys are the cat's teeth.
All right. Great.
All right, Skylar, this is the last one, and it's for you.
Okay. Okay, so it's the Macarena.
That is right. Macarena by Los Del Rio, and it was performed by Midi Disaster.
And it feels like it's played on like
it's an old piece of technology.
A printer?
Dot matrix printer.
A dot matrix printer.
Remember
okay.
those? Yeah. They made that noise because they were just, well, there you go. That's why you don't
it
know.
It's it just a niche. It's like for me, I'm like, look, and I lived through this. I had, you know, the floppy disks and stuff in grade school and everything.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But I think like if you were, you know, if you gave me an AOL dial-up 1994, like post-Prodigy era internet,
yeah.
that was really where I peaked, you know. That's when I was starting to really understand the technology.
I gotcha.
And I was thinking, you know, it used to be that the last place they were still there was airports. They would print out. But I feel like that's long
gone,
too.
Oh, they use these
too.
In Die Hard, I feel.
Yeah.
The first Die Hard.
Exactly.
Or the airport, or the second Die Hard. Die Hard.
Bruce Willis. Let's get Bruce Willis
on the line. Yeah. He knew it.
Special guest.
More with Skylar Astin and John Clarence Stewart after the break, plus comedians Cameron Esposito and Beth Stelling will hear breaking news reports from movie worlds. And a little later, Ken Jeong. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.